The psalmist writes, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever." And so we pray, gracious God, brighten our hearts' eyes to see Jesus today. Open our minds' ears to hear Jesus today. Embolden our lives to love and serve Jesus today. Amen. Please be seated. Yesterday, my son and his friend David were at baseball tryouts. Watching them play poked a memory of mine quite a long time ago. Don Horner coached the Horner's Diner Little League Indians, and truly he had his work cut out for him. He had to take a group of us seven-year-olds and turn them into ball players, along with the normal drills, you know, like practicing hitting, fielding, running laps. He'd gather us all around to teach us about baseball and life. Like clockwork, at the beginning and end of each practice, he'd say, "Keep your eyes on the ball. Where the ball goes, go. Keep your eyes on the ball. Where the ball goes, go." While we were never destined for Williamsport, the lessons that he taught us still remain. This sounds like the lessons we get from Scripture today. Jesus offers us a commentary on the incident narrated in our first lesson in his interaction with Nicodemus in John chapter 3. As we heard, the Israelites took a deviation from their route out of Egypt. Although their bodies are traveling a difficult road, their minds, their hearts, and their stomachs are still in Egypt. And who can blame them? If we were to face the same danger, hunger, insecurity, and uncertainty, might we not also grumble? When faced with adversity, it's somewhat natural to forget the destination. It's easy to focus on the immediacy of our current situation and forget the past and never see into the future. Yet God challenges us to use the deserts of our lives as an invitation to journey in trust. The Israelites are beckoned to trust God's providence to meet their needs in the midst of the scarcity they see in front of them. God invites them to travel inch by inch to focus on the destination. Yes, this destination, this journey will be hard. There will be injuries, and some will not make it through. Yet God perhaps relays that they should have their eyes on the prize. In moments of doubt and uncertainty, trust in God's presence to help turn each problem into a possibility. If the Israelites played baseball and had Coach Horner, they'd hear, "Keep your eyes on the ball and move where the ball takes you. Keep your eyes on the destination and travel through the road that takes you to that destination. Yes, there will be roadblocks and difficulties, but keep your eyes focused on where the road leads, and inch by inch, that road will take you to your destination. There will be roadblocks, there will be difficulties, but keep your eyes focused on where the road leads, and you will get there." Jesus, in continuing his commentary, reminds Nicodemus that it is not the bronze serpent that saved their ancestors. In a classic in theology entitled On Christian Doctrine, St. Augustine of Hippo outlines the distinction between the signifier and the signified. Augustine defines signs as those things which living things give to each other in order to show, to the best of their ability, the emotions of their minds or anything that they have felt or learned. The signifier mediates what is being signified. Just like the staff with a snake wrapped around it, known as the staff of Asclepius, is a symbol of the American Medical Association, the fiery serpent on the bronze stand in our first lesson today was intended to signify God's presence, providence, and care amidst the perils of the earth. That fiery serpent on the bronze pole was intended to be a sign of God's provision. Yet, as was evident in the history of Judea, sometimes the signs got mixed up. And so there is a need for a new set of signs to point to the ultimate destination. And so Jesus reveals to Nicodemus that the Son of Man has come to earth to signify the love of God. Such love does not condemn or leave people alone in the desert of life. God desires trust that comes from the intimacy born out of love. Nicodemus receives an invitation to focus on the truth of God's love so that he may have life and life in its fullness. Sometimes, rather than looking at the ball and focusing on the long game of life, our minds tend to wander. Certainly, like those we read about today, there are times when we face instability, insecurity, and discomfort. These are all tangible and legitimate emotions. They are the curveballs, fastballs, changeups, and screwballs of life's journey. Yet perhaps, keeping our eye on the ball and being faithful in playing the game is what God desires out of each and every one of us. For Scripture consistently reminds us, faith is not certainty. Rather, faith is trust. In the midst of the detours, trials, tribulations of life, we will reach our destination with God's help. The cross is that powerful sign signifying God's intention for each and every one of us to be transformed away from the lure of fleshly desires that are based solely on instant gratification. It's an invitation to move towards an authentic relationship with the world, with others, with ourselves, and yes, with God. And so inch by inch, focusing on the ball of life in life's fullness, God invites us to play the game where we play the innings of our lives based out of love that conquers lust, mercy and grace that overcomes cruelty and vindictive reaction, godly wisdom that keeps us from the destructive allure of an eternal abyss. The cross is a signifier and points to God incarnate, taking flesh, traveling through the wilderness and deserts of life. Yes, the pains and the joys, ultimately recognizing the finitude of our earthly journey. The cross is a signifier and points to God's generative passion for the world as God's own handiwork. And now God, the ultimate signified, blesses us, calls us to signify God's love, and invites us to focus on the ball by journeying with the Holy Spirit, inch by inch. Beloved, keep your eyes focused on the destination. Move inch by inch through the deserts and roadblocks of life, and with God's help, you will get to your destination. Today, I invite us to reflect as a community. What do we need to focus on? Might I suggest that in a world that is rebuilding from the pandemic, God is helping us think through whether it is the vaccine that we put our entire hope on, or whether we give our body, mind, and soul to the signified, to the creative mind that inspired the use of technology and scientific advancement that has led to the creation of that vaccine. Secondly, if we are called to bear witness to the resurrection and the power of life that Jesus offers to the world, might we not have a specific role in spreading the light of God's love in order to destroy the power of darkness that seeks to condemn people to hopelessness and despair? As individuals, or as an individual, perhaps I need to ask myself, where is my focus? Have I truly given my heart to grace that raises me up in kindness and extended such grace and kindness to those who have clearly not experienced the light of Jesus? Have I moved inch by inch away from the desert and journeyed towards the promised land? Or am I still in the desert of my ego, the desert of my selfishness, with my eye towards serving my own needs rather than the will of God and the needs of my neighbor? Today, as you reflect, let me remind you to keep your eye on that ball. Go where the ball goes, and inch by inch you will reach that destination. I invite you to pray with me this prayer from the mid-third century. Let us pray. O God of light, author of life, source of infinite wisdom, who has imprinted on our souls your very breath, give us who are faint-hearted trust in your strength. O sovereign Lord, you have brought us up from the depths of darkness to light and have turned our death into life. Give us eyes to recognize that you have graciously bestowed on us freedom from slavery and have scattered the darkness of sin from us. Enlighten the eyes of our understanding and sanctify us wholly in soul, body, and spirit, that we may evermore travel this road of life, casting our sights on your eternal kingdom. Amen.